Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really appreciate your ongoing support. As you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Sure. So my name is Leah, and I have been working on and off at LifeForce Herbal Healing Center since I was 16 years old.
Okay.
LifeForce is a huge part of me, and I'm just happy to be back and help with this expansion.
Okay. And so when you say back, where were you?
I was recently in Calgary.
Okay, what are you doing in Calgary?
So I'm also a medical esthetician. So
I don't know what that means. Please explain.
Yeah, so basically it's like an esthetician, so facials, things like that.
Okay.
But maybe a little bit more invasive. So working with laser. I was in a medical clinic actually.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that's what you went to school and studied to do. How does that work? Is that something you take out of college? Or is that something that has a course that you can do over a few months? What's the process for that?
Yeah, so I went to the Aesthetic Institute in Calgary.
Okay.
It's about a year program.
Okay, cool.
And so I have my advanced clinical aesthetics diploma.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So did you come back to Fort McMurray just to help with this grand opening, or are you hoping to do that here as well?
I'm hoping to do that here as well.
Oh, yes. Very cool.
Yeah.
Are you from Fort McMurray?
Born and raised.
So are myself and Tanner.
Amazing.
Whoop, whoop. All right, so we ask this of everybody who's born and raised here. What high school did you go to?
I graduated from Father Merck.
Winning. I'm Merck, he's comp, so that's another tick in the right category.
Amazing.
So, okay, Father Merck, that's awesome. Yeah. It's the best.
It was good.
It was good.
Definitely. Yeah.
So you started working here while you were going to school?
While I was at Father Merck, yes.
And so why? Because when you grow up here, there's other places you could work, obviously.
Yeah.
What about LifeForce attracted you to work here?
So I remember as a little girl coming in here with my grandma, who is very into holistic healing. That's how into holistic healing.
Okay.
So it was a big part of my life growing up. And I remember coming in here as a little girl, and so when I did want to find a job, this was the first place I went.
Okay.
Yeah.
And primarily, like you said, you keep coming back again and again and working here.
Yes. Yeah, so I've definitely moved away and came back to Fort McMurray quite a few times.
Okay.
And so every time I come home and there's a spot here for me.
So where are you moving to? Nice. So Calgary was the last place.
I also lived in Vancouver for 2 years. I did my global makeup artistry through Blanche McDonald.
Okay.
So I'm also a makeup artist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I have had a few friends who've moved to Vancouver to do things in the arts, maybe makeup or carpentry.
Amazing.
And it seems like that the reason they went there was because, and I didn't know this until they told me, there's a big film industry.
Huge.
In Vancouver.
Huge. So, they actually call it North Hollywood.
Yeah. So for set design, for makeup, for sound, for stuff that we do, it's a whole thing.
It's actually, there's a union.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a union, which is also in Alberta. It's called IATSE.
Okay.
But there's definitely more work in Vancouver because they have so many more film studios.
Is that why you went down there and studied that, or was that a happy circumstance for you?
Well, that's the best school. That was the best school to go to.
Okay.
So I'm trained in everything from prosthetics to special effects to bridal makeup to fashion.
Okay, cool.
So it was the most comprehensive. Yeah.
Okay. And when you were down there, what kind of makeup were you doing? Were you doing it on, like, people getting ready for weddings? Were you doing it for film? Or, like, what was your experience?
A little bit of everything. So, yeah, I did a fashion show, actually. I got to do, they do, like, in Little Italy, they do a fashion show. So I got to be a part of that.
Cool.
I got to do a music video.
For who?
Bridal. It was actually just like an up and coming artist.
Okay.
Yeah. So
neat.
Yeah, it was really cool. Mm-hmm.
And so I gotta ask, because you've been going to some other locations around the country, but you keep coming back to Fort McMurray.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I mean, Fort McMurray is home. It's where I was born. My family goes back 3 generations, almost 4 generations.
Here?
Here, yes. Yeah,
okay.
So, I mean, there's definitely a pull for me.
Okay,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many generations do you go back, do you think?
Me?
Yeah.
Being Fort McMurray?
Yeah.
Just me?
You're two. You're like Keegan is second generation Fort Mac.
I'm first generation.
You're first, I'm first.
Yeah.
4 generations,
so
that's amazing.
Yeah, my great-grandparents moved up here, and we actually have a log cabin that was hand-built across Clearwater River. Yeah. So we're definitely Fort McMurray.
What's your last name?
Weber.
Okay.
Yeah.
Our neighbors have a place over there too, the Pedens.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of different places over there that are like hand passed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys still have it? Still functional?
It's still up. It didn't burn in the fire.
That's amazing.
Yeah, very amazing.
How do you, like, okay, we're running over a little bit for time. Sorry, not sorry. How, like, in the winter, I have to assume snowmobile?
You can actually drive across the river. Yeah.
Explain, please.
You definitely have to wait. I mean, I was a little girl when this happened, so I probably am not, you know, an expert on this. So anyone watching, don't take my advice.
Right.
But yeah, you just wait till the river's frozen, and they usually have like a specific road that they find is like a little, the ice is a little bit thicker.
Okay.
And so yeah, we've driven across many a time as a kid. Yeah, you just gotta put your windows down and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what about in the summer? Boat?
Boat. Yeah.
So like going to school, you just like get in the boat every day and just like zoop.
So my grandparents lived across there.
Right.
We would go there on the weekends.
Okay.
But yeah, definitely that's how you got across.
How fun. I've seen houses over there. I've never had the luxury to like go over.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
And Tanner, you know somebody on that side of the water too.
Yeah, our neighbors, they've lived like they're the same thing.
Yeah.
They're the dad of the family, the grandfather was the first mayor of Fort McMurray.
Yeah.
He has just like a huge piece of land over there that
cool.
He used to like farm on and like
amazing.
Have like wooden built houses and an old barn with like a bunch of memorabilia from like trap lines and
right.
Fort McMurray Museum.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, there's an old trap line on our property too. It's pretty cool.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Listen, I could talk to you about old school Fort McMurray for a long time, so hopefully you feel comfortable enough to come and sit down in the studio with me and Tanner in the future. And or if
amazing.
I ever come back, you can film again here.
Definitely.
But before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug.
Okay.
So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Yeah, I guess if you want to follow us at Life Force Herbal Healing Center, my own Instagram is Liah, LIIAAC. And yeah, if you're interested in any aesthetics or makeup, definitely hit me up.
There we go. Awesome. That was a great shout out. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo and the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. I want to give a big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. And I hope everybody else at home is having a great day. And we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose. Come and check out my new retail location at Corridor Shops and Events downtown on Manning Avenue. And come check out all the other local vendors.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Yeah.